Hello, and welcome to the Dialogue on Dialogue podcast. In 1956, Earl Nightingale recorded The Strangest Secret, launching a new era in self-improvement. Over his lifetime, he created thousands of radio and audio programs exploring success, purpose, and meaning. This project is my personal reflection on those ideas, what they meant then, and how they apply now, as I work to put them into practice and invite you to come along for the ride.
Episode 34. What are you waiting for? As Earl Nightingale reminds us, people don't need to be educated nearly as much as they need to be reminded. This series is about remembering the truths we probably already know and learning how to live them. This week's episodes are brought to us by Good Time Geary over at the Probst Group. Most people don't spend much time thinking or talking about their industrial water systems, and that's probably for the best. Because if you did, we might have questions about you. Uncomfortable questions. And more than likely, your friends would be looking for ways out of those conversations. That's where Good Time Geary over at the Probst Group comes in. They handle the parts of industrial water systems that most of us prefer to not to think about. They clean the crap out of water. If you have questions about your system or concerns you'd rather not Google, you can call Geary. He will most certainly know what to do. This is a satirical ad. No one's paying me nothing for this. Although if they were, I would probably still say the same thing. Earl begins this episode by talking about balance in life. Not balance in the modern sense of juggling everything at once. He means something deeper. Balance, as Earl described it, is reaching a place where you know that you are and you know what you are and what you are doing is exactly where you should be. It's waking up each morning with that quiet confidence that the task before you is the right one, and it's true. It's not spending your days worrying about what's coming next because you trust that you are on the right path at the right time. That kind of balance doesn't eliminate effort, but it does eliminate anxiety. From balance, Earl moves into the idea of desire. Desire, he says, is what separates truly great performers from average ones. When you look at people who are highly successful, you'll often find that they're willing to stay up late and get up early, not because they're forced to, but because they want to. That kind of sustained effort only comes with genuine desire. So, where do we find these heartfelt goals? One of Earl's suggestions is simple but powerful. Pay attention to your dreams, especially your daydreams. Notice where your mind naturally goes when it's free to wander. Those reoccurring thoughts often point directly to what you want most. The key is to recognize them and then channel that desire into clear, actionable goals. Earl then shares a story that was told to him originally by someone named Eric Butterworth. A brother and sister are climbing a path up a mountain. After a while, the girl stops, just exhausted, and said, "This isn't really a path. It's all bumpy and rocky." The boy looks at her and replies, "Sure, it's a path. The bumps are where you climb on." That story captures something essential about life. The struggles, the obstacles, the setbacks, those aren't interruptions to the path. They are the path. Every challenge we overcome becomes a foothold that propels us forward. The suffering, the effort, the persistence, all of it shapes our journey toward a worthy goal. Earl closes this episode with a challenge that really lands. Next time you're walking down the street, look at the people you pass. Can you tell by looking at them who they are, what they do, or whether or not they're successful? Probably not. But after talking with people from all walks of life, Earl says he's noticed one consistent difference between the successful and the unsuccessful. Successful people know what they want, and they keep working toward it until they achieve it. Unsuccessful people, they're just waiting. The problem is, they don't even know what they're waiting for. Earl says that if a genie suddenly appeared and offered most people one wish, their heart's true desire, many wouldn't know what to ask for. And so they sit, waiting. Waiting for something to happen, waiting for clarity, waiting for permission. But nothing really changes while we wait. So until next time, remember, the answers are older than we are and just as relevant today.